talking so that we can record it just off mic and play it back, which we should be ready to do.
That answers there. There's definitive proof. It's coming through your headphones.
So it's my headphones bleeding through.
So unless that can be solved, the system doesn't work.
Well, then I have to turn my headphones down.
But you're not willing to do that.
Wasn't that great?
Okay. Either that or bathroom caulk around the earphones.
A tighter seal.
Yeah. Seal it in.
A tighter seal.
A tighter seal.
A tighter seal is what we need. Right. Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad we worked our way through that. And let's not forget that WMAL is not number one ranked in Montgomery County.
Who cares?
I know. We got a break.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike Afternoons.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
It's the Don and Mike Show on AM 1550, The Edge.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, followed by Tom Likas at 7 on The Edge 1550.
NBC News Radio, I'm Bob Kerr at the White House. In the hot seat, Supreme Court Chief Justice nominee John Roberts is fielding questions today about abortion rights from senators, the second day of his confirmation hearings. The judge refusing to give his personal opinion and dismissing suggestions that his Catholic faith would influence him.
I think people's personal views on this issue derive from a number of sources, and there's nothing in my personal views based on faith or other sources that would prevent me from applying the precedents of the court faithfully.
The new acting chief of the U.S. disaster agency, FEMA, says Katrina evacuees are his top priority. David Paulison says they're working on getting people out of shelters now into more permanent homes. President Bush admitting today for the first time there were some major problems in the government's response to the hurricane and saying he takes responsibility. New Yorkers expect a traffic nightmare this week. 150 world leaders, including the president, at the U.N. I'm Bob Kerr, NBC News Radio.
Hey, this is Tanya Roberts, and I want to know where you're going on your next romantic weekend getaway. Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas at a major strip resort? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of the celebration of Las Vegas's five-star resort, Soleil. Soleil wants you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic. Showcase the strip resort in the most exciting city on Earth with the complimentary second honeymoon. All on Soleil Resorts. Las Vegas is calling. Come on. Get down to Vegas for the time of your life. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number. Just call 877-33-GO-WIN. Oh, and as an added bonus, if you call within the next 15 minutes, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Call 877-33-GO-WIN. That's 877-33-GO-WIN.
I'm Doug Russell. The last couple of weeks of the baseball season promise a great deal of drama. The races are very tight in the wild card chase in both leagues, especially in the NL. The Marlins back on top, leading the Astros by a half game after their victory last night. Dontrell Willis winning game number 21. But to him, won't matter without another trip to the postseason.
Individual statistics are all fine and dandy, but no one cares if you don't go and pop champagne with your team. You know what I mean? It's lonely out there, you know, so... You know, you want to go out there and share with the 24 other guys that helped you be successful.
Those same two teams doing battle tonight once again at Minute Maid Park. The Marlins will send Josh Beckett. The Astros will counter with Wandy Rodriguez. First pitch scheduled for just after 8 o'clock Eastern time. Meanwhile, over in the American League, the Indians lead the Yankees by one game and the Athletics by 1.5. Coming up tonight, Oakland is at Cleveland. The A's, by the way, also trail the Angels by one game in the AL West. Los Angeles is at Seattle tonight. NFL news, Kansas City Chiefs running back Larry Johnson was arrested late last night after an altercation with his girlfriend over the weekend. Johnson turned himself in and was cited for domestic abuse assault. He posted bond and was released. He's got a court date set for September 20th on the misdemeanor charge. Seattle Seahawks defensive coordinator Ray Rhodes is back with the team. However, head coach Mike Holmgren says he's not sure whether or not Rhodes will be able to coach on Sunday. Rhodes had to be hospitalized last week. San Francisco 49ers wide receiver Johnny Morton says he would like to play Sunday in Philadelphia despite suffering a concussion in their season opener against the Rams. From college football, the SEC has reassigned side judge Bobby Moreau for safety reasons. Moreau has received death threats after a controversial penalty in last year's Florida-Tennessee contest. He had been slated to work the rematch this coming Saturday. Also, Ohio State coach Jim Tressel has announced that Troy Smith will get the start Saturday against San Diego State. He replaces Justin Zwick. That's the latest sporting news flash. I'm Doug Russell.
This week in Sporting News Magazine.
It's TSN's annual list of the top 100 players in the NFL. Find out where your favorite player ranks and why Peyton Manning is at the top of the list. Plus, Charlie Weiss has the Fighting Irish on the rise and the players who have gone from big ticket to bargain basement in MLB.
It's all in Sporting News Magazine on Newsstands Now. Or to subscribe, call 800-777-6785. That's 800-777-6785. Or go to sportingnews.com. Sporting News Magazine, the expert's choice.
Introducing ForbesAutos.com, a new website devoted to helping you find your next luxury vehicle. ForbesAutos.com can help you make informed purchase decisions on over 350 luxury models. Visit us today for advice, reviews, and dealer price information, as well as a chance to win a 400-horsepower Cadillac CTS V-Series. ForbesAutos.com. No purchase necessary. Game ends December 22, 2005. Open to U.S. residents 18 or older. Visit ForbesAutos.com for full official rules. Void where prohibited.
Whether they're your spouse, boyfriend, or girlfriend, or you're looking to turn up the heat on your love life, Sassy Sensations is the place to shop. A gift from the exciting world of Sassy Sensations says so much to the person you're giving it to. You'll find everything, including pleasure toys, lingerie, fun games, edibles, and other erotic items the mall wouldn't think of stocking. Speaking of stockings and the like, whether you're outrageously sexy, a simple romantic at heart, or just have a naughty streak, there are Sassy Sensations surprises that will fit you. Sassy Sensations is completely dedicated to love, romance, and total enjoyment in the bedroom or wherever fun takes you. Pamper yourself, intensify each other's intimate moments, and be free to create your own special passion. Come see me, Vanessa, at Sassy Sensations, Route 88 in Castle Shannon, or click your mouse with sassysensations.com and give us a call at 1-877-467-2779. That's right, 1-877-467-2779. Sassy Sensations, where good boys and girls get even better.
My dad can throw a baseball 100 million feet.
Yeah, well, my dad can throw a football 1,000 bazillion feet. That's twice as far.
So, my dad can hold his breath underwater for 5 minutes.
That's nothing. My dad can make a 360 two-handed backward slam dunk with his eyes closed.
Yeah, well, my dad, he can make quarters come out of his nose.
A whole big deal. My dad can eat a whole jalapeno pepper in one bite. Get out.
Yep, that's impossible. He'd explode. Boom!
Kids who spend time with their fathers are less likely to get in trouble or fail in school. Be there for your kids. Give them someone to brag about. Remember, it takes a man to be a dad.
My dad can smash a soda can with his head.
No way.
I saw him do it.
Cool.
Then we took him to the hospital.
Call 1-800-790-DADS for more information. A public service message from the National Fatherhood Initiative and the Ad Council.
Greetings. I'm the devil. You know me. Some better than others. And you also know it gets hot down here. Burning hot. To cool off this summer, I'm getting an air conditioning system installed by Bolster DeHart. Installation and service with financing available. Such a temptation. As a matter of fact, Bolster DeHart even handles furnaces. To summon them, dial 412-367-3900 or go online. My playground at www.bolster-dehart.com. Bolster DeHart. Without them, summer heat can become a living. You know.
Feeling a little edgy lately? When you're on the edge, you should be right here. 1550, The Edge.
Hey everybody, I'm Ben Mankiewicz.
And I'm Cenk Uygur. Together we're the Young Turks, and you can catch us every weekend on The Edge, 1550 AM. The Young Turks, the best talk show in the country.
Because we don't make the news, we make the news sexy. So check us out and listen to the Young Turks, Saturday, 2 to 6 p.m., Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., on The Edge, 1550 a.m.
Pride, commitment, dedication, tradition. Woodland Hills travels to Norwin a year after Hurricane Ivan forced the Wolverines to play a home game at Knight Stadium. Adam Guskey and Matt Bush will bring you all the action as the Quad East schedule grinds on. Coverage begins this Friday at 7:15 right here on your home for Woodland Hills Wolverine football, The Edge AM 1550 and edge1550.com.
WURP Braddock. WURP Braddock. Pittsburgh's new talk radio station is 1550 The Edge. The Edge.
Who's on the line?
Hi, Scott Shannon, Frank Ziegler.
From his automobile?
Absolutely.
Where are you from, Mr. Ziegler?
South Valley.
The line goes, the Molotov Cocktail is the local drink. What's the song?
Don Henley. All she wants to do is dance.
All she wants to do is dance. You got it, man. You're on Pocket Rocket from Pirate Radio and Nutty.
Oh, thank you. Have a good one.
The Don and Mike Show.
Who's on the line?
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, the best of Don and Mike.
Yeah, with question mark. And the Mysterians. It's the best of Don and Mike Tuesday edition. Your old buddy Rob Spiewak here. Good story from Mike O'Mara here. Tornadoes in our state's illustrious past, and he has a basement flood. You're going to dig it. It's the best of Don and Mike.
So, you know, I busted your balls, but last night, in case you don't know, there were a couple of tornadoes that passed through the D.C. area.
Right.
It went up Route 95. And one of the tornadoes was in the general vicinity of where you live. And, you know, normally when there's bad weather, Mike will always come in and say that his wife said that she saw something or that you know, they had a window blown out or something. And
it's kind of a needle that I do for her that she doesn't really like. She really she gets a little angry when I do it. So, but it's the running joke that we always say, you know, where were you? And and then we had these there are tornadoes, I guess, all over the Washington area yesterday.
Yes.
And
yes,
it was a strange moment.
Not where I live. Well, it was perfect where I live.
Sunny.
Sunny.
Rain at all.
No rain. Beautiful. We're outside. Incredible. Sunning ourselves, having nice tropical drinks with the little umbrellas in them sitting outside.
It's only when we get snowfall where you get the most.
Yes.
Every time. But,
hey, hold on. Now, wait a minute.
You bust my balls and you say, I happen to be involved in everything. I'm going to give it right back to you.
Hold on. You know, because this
Mr. Snowman.
Because this is another you were almost killed story.
No, I wasn't, though. I was
but
joking.
You said to me upstairs,
I overspoke that.
You said to me upstairs, though, you got the...
Yeah, well, I was nervous. Yes, I was nervous, but I wasn't in any imminent danger of being killed.
All right, well, let's roll it, please. How was your night, Mike?
My basement flooded.
Oh.
I ran into some down power lines, and I drove my car across a roaring brook of standing water.
Everything okay? Car okay? You're okay?
Yes.
Across a roaring brook.
Yeah. Well, you know how they say, a-hole, do you know how they say that you're not supposed to drive across, like, streams that have flooded?
Right, you shouldn't do that.
And you're not supposed to, like, if the road is, like, being covered with a foot of water,
don't
you're not supposed to do it.
Pat Goss says it's the worst thing you can do.
Why does he say that?
Because the manifold will suck the water into your engine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You might want to have your car checked out.
No, I just had, what I have was a bad night. Just a depressing night. A busy night. And now he's going to be quiet.
I'm just saying,
you are really being difficult. You're a handful this morning.
I'm giving you the opportunity.
The opportunity what? To hang myself, baby.
No, to get it off your chest. Go ahead.
Well, what happened was we you know, we were having a lovely, pleasant evening at home, and you know, the rain had come through, and there was, you know, there were some tornadoes earlier. A tornado touchdown in the town where my daughter goes to school, and they had all the kids in the hallway. I guess they had them like sitting in the middle. That was the drill that they're supposed to do when there's bad weather. And so that passed, and of course, College Park got the tornadoes much worse than this area. And so the kids got home safely. I was on the road. I called Laura. I said, "Everybody home safely? Everybody's fine." Then I drove back home.
For the record, I just like to bring and say that. Yes. Now that is truly scary. If something happens with your kids,
And
there's
you know,
no ball busting there.
Well, and they were, you know, with everything, they, you know, especially the older kids, everybody a little freaked out more than they normally would be. So they get the kids back home. Everybody's home safely, and I'm driving home. And as I'm driving home, it's one of those, you know, I don't believe that in the Washington area we get normal weather anymore, because it's happened to me twice now, and I think that what we get is just ridiculous weather extremes. We don't just get rain, we get rain! We get rain! Rain that is blinding! Rain falling from the sky at 2 inches an hour! We just can't get normal rain. But the difference with this rain... And I'm looking around because, you know, I'd been caught in the thunderstorm the last time we got it. You know, this is just, I got home and I said to my wife, I said, Jesus Christ. I said, every time we get weather this summer, I happen to be right there in the middle of this crap. And that speaks to your theory. I mean, it sounds like, you know, I'm looking for it, but I'd rather be like in the safety of my crib, ma'am.
Your crib.
I'd rather be slacking in my crib.
H to the Izzy.
So what this rain is nothing followed by, like, 2 inches an hour downpours, followed by nothing. And by the time I get home, it's fine. But I'm not thinking about the rain. I'm thinking about the wind because of the situation I went through before. But there's no wind. So I get home.
Oh, let me turn the music off.
I'm very relaxed to be home because, I mean, it was raining like hell, and I was really glad. Obviously, the real bad weather had passed our area. I'm going to kill you today.
What are you going to kill me for?
I'm just going to kill you. You're just loving
everything. What are you going to kill me for? You
know, this is like when you told the story about you and the Caribbean. My danger.
You laugh.
Yes.
You outwardly laugh when I told a serious story about how I nearly drowned.
I do.
How I
do.
Really thought I was going to die. You laugh. Now
that was probably a near fatal thing that you had happen.
And I am not allowed to laugh. Because,
you go ahead. Laugh
because,
all you
because
will.
Because it rained last
laugh
night.
Laugh all you will. I'm sleep deprived. I might be a little edgy today. Let me tell you.
I want to tell you.
I want to tell you, everybody. So I get home and I think it's over. It's fine. I mean, because there's no wind. Yes, there's unbelievable rain. So I go up to the computer and I'm playing one of my little computer shoot 'em on the beach. You know, I'm
good.
A percentage. It's like Osama bin Laden. I'm sitting there and I'm shooting. You know, that's in my fantasy mind that I'm great because they're not dressed like Osama bin Laden. But I'm, you know, I'm shooting the guys on the beach. And all of a sudden, I hear from the basement. I hear, Mike. And I go down and I said, "What?" And Laura has this thing. There's the levels of calling me, and this is the one that's like super, where it's like, the basement is underwater. So I go running downstairs and get down to the bottom and squish, 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 and I'm up to my feet. You know, it's over my shoes. It's not crazy, but obviously the carpet's already toast. You know that. Yeah. And I walk in and there's about maybe 3 or 4 inches of water in the basement, and I have a sump pump. And I usually have this problem. It's got a backup with a battery. I have this super, super deluxe powered sump pump to get water from under my basement, and it works. And this time the battery decided to go. Hey, see you later. The battery's not working. So I go over, and the sump pump's not running, and I'm watching the water that's coming up, and Daryl Nichols, all my computer stuff is in the basement on the floor.
Oh, okay, now.
You know, I hate to lay blame, Don. You know, I'm not one to blame.
Not you. You're not a blame.
But Daryl saw fit. You know, and I suppose maybe if I'd been more computer literate, I would say, maybe you don't want to put the computer, the most powerful computer we have in the house, on the basement floor where the water's going to come.
You're not a blamer. I'll say that about you.
I don't like to blame.
You're not a blamer.
But God damn it, Daryl, why'd you put the thing on the basement floor where it's going to get water in it? So we lift all the stuff up. I got all the band stuff down there, so I've got all the electronic equipment. And
including some we've stolen from the station.
And I didn't think about that at the time, but there, you know what? Where is it? There's the danger again. Danger of electrocution. Danger of being electrocuted in your own home.
God damn.
So I go down and I shake the sump pump, and at that point it comes on and it goes, and I feel the water go out. So I run outside, under my deck, which is where the little spigot comes out of the house to shoot the water into the other spigot that takes it underground and takes it down. Well, apparently, the little spigot that sucks it up and takes it underground to the end of my lot is completely clogged with water, because every time it's shooting the water out, the water's just going blah, 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 and I'm slipping on the mud, because now it's like a mudslide underneath my...
A mudslide.
That could be fatal. Deadly mudslide.
I wasn't going to stop you there.
I've got another thing also. You know, they're all coming. It's becoming clear now, but I'm telling the story this way. Because right next to it, well, I'm going to wait till the music cues, because that's the perfect part right there.
There was a giant spider.
No. So I'm looking at this thing, and I realize there's nothing I can do short of connecting something else to this spout to get the water from under the house and prevent the basement from flooding. And I have nothing except this little, tiny little piece of tube that doesn't fit on the spigot. So I put the spigot up, and the water's coming.
This is,
you know, when you
very much reminded me of that Three Stooges movie we watched.
You know what?
Where Curly's the plumber and he gets himself trapped in the
With the hair and everything else. You know,
trapped
and
in the bathroom.
Apparently, the hair has come in at a length now where all of my friends are seeing fit to call me Curly. So I'm sitting there and I'm trying to do this, and I realize at this moment it's not going to work, and I'm going to have to go to Home Depot and get drain tile, this big stuff that you go to get the water out. So I say, Laura, can you do this? And Laura comes under and she's holding the thing, and I think I was gone for like 40 minutes, and she's stayed under the deck holding this thing, and that's the, I think, the only reason we got some of the water out of the basement. I get back, I hook up the big spigot, 100 feet of drain tile, and I want to thank the guy at Home Depot when I said, excuse me, I got a bit of an emergency situation, and I obviously interrupted his conversation he was having with his pal. He said, it's in the garden center. I said, where's the, you know, because I don't go to Home Depot. I don't go to Home Depot on a regular basis.
He didn't realize the...
In the garden center. He didn't realize the danger I was in.
Right.
So I get this giant, this 100 feet of drain tile, and I pulled up. I figured I was legitimate in pulling right up to the, you know how Home Depot has that kind of cement huge sidewalk?
Right, in the emergency lane?
I almost pulled, like, into the Home Depot with my truck.
Can the golden boy shine again?
So I jump out. Nobody's giving me crap about it either. So I run in. I get the 100 feet of drain tile, and I dash home. Laura is completely soaked because she's holding the thing up. I attach the drain tile to the little spigot, and then the issue is, how are we going to prop it up? And so we're holding it. Laura's holding it most of the... As a matter of fact, now that I think about this, Laura did most of the real severe manual labor last night.
The golden boy.
Yeah, well, some things never change, but, you know, she knows that that's her role. So I got the drain tile, and I hook it up, and then we're trying to figure out. So we get a couple of lawn chairs, and we're propping up lawn chairs with this drain tile, meanwhile sliding down the mud and trying to put it, and we get these stones to put it in place, and finally, you know, it's one of those deals where you're kind of pushing it, and it starts to slide, then you push it back, and then it's like, don't touch it. It's perfect. It's perfect. And I run down and I check, and the water's coming out of the far end of the drain tile, so I am successfully now removing the water from under my house. I go downstairs. I say, I think it's working. I really think it's working. And at that point, power goes off. It's pitch black. I didn't mention the fact that we're babysitting for my nephews. So I've got four kids instead of two in the house, and all of a sudden I hear this, Daddy, because the house is pitch black, and of course, like every suburban mook in the world, maybe there's some of you that know exactly where your flashlights are and your candles, but no, yeah, Rob, thank you, Rob. I'm glad you do, okay? So I go upstairs, we get the candles, I find the flashlights with a candle, and I turn four flashlights on, all of them with no batteries in them. Dead batteries.
The danger.
But here's my wife again. My wife stocks up on batteries, and I know where they are. So we get the flashlights in, and at this point I realize the rain is coming down so hard, we have lost power. I'm basically going to have like a foot or 2 feet of water in my basement if I don't get this sump pump on. So I'm like, I got to get a generator. So I call my buddy Bill, who knows his really good buddy Fred, and he says, come to my house. He's got a generator. Go by my house. I get in the car with my brother-in-law, who has come to pick up his kids at this point.
Now, Buzz, I've already had the pleasure of hearing the story already, and I want to tell you
riveted.
We're getting up now to the really exciting part.
Very good. The music,
see, I'm so glad you were listening, because, Buzz, listen carefully.
I am.
This is where the danger begins.
Here we go. Real danger now.
Yes. So I get in, I hop in, and I said, I'll be there in 5 minutes, because I'm going to swing by his house, and then we're going to go to his buddy's house and get this killer generator, which it turned out to be.
Gotcha.
So we get in the truck and we start heading up the road. We get up on the road, and in the distance I see a red light. Looks like a tail light for a motorcycle. It's very in the distance.
Okay.
As we get closer, it appears to be not a tail light. It looks like somebody's got a little fire. As we get closer, it's a bunch of flares, and at that point, my brother-in-law says, watch out on the
right, power lines are down.
Oh, no.
And we come over the rise, and a tree has fallen across the power lines.
Again.
And they are in the street, and there are two police officers that are there. So it's obviously, that's where the power was lost, because, you know, the power lines are down. So at this point, I'm like, well, I got to get my generator, and I can't go the main road. So we turn around the truck, and we head a back way. We head up the mountain, and then back down the mountain to get over to where this guy is.
The mountain.
The mountain.
Because Mike lives
in the
mountain.
In
the mountain.
I do live in the mountains. Sort of. Dude, there's mountains around here. So I drive up this slope, and then I come back down. Now, there's this one area when I'm going this back way that's got one of those little things that has the foot level, the level of the water on it. It's you see it, it's like
it's a sign on the side of the road.
A depth mark.
Apparently, we figured out later, that's like for low-lying areas. That's why they have that thing there just to show you.
Right.
And we come up on this thing, and at that point, the water is flooding across the road, what you hear about on TV. Extremely dangerous. I listen to Bob Ryan, Don, and he says, do not drive through standing water.
Right, Mike.
So we get up there, but this is the only, outside of like adding another 20 minutes to the drive, and I don't want to waste time getting my basement dry. So my brother-in-law says, let me get out and take a look at it. So he goes out, and it's streaming across the water, and it's probably about, I would say, 30 feet wide. And it looks to be maybe about 1.5 feet deep.
I'm thinking you get Harrison Ford, and you've got this is just a blockbuster movie.
Pretty incredible stuff.
Blockbuster.
And this
movie.
Is, I would say, really as far as the drama, this was the big suspenseful moment. But are you ready? Here comes the really good part.
Okay, all right.
This is the
real good part.
All right,
I'm ready. Here we
go. Right? So my brother-in-law, I stopped the truck. He says, let me get out and just take a look at it. He said, he gets back in the truck. He said, I don't know. And I said, well, what do you think? He said, in my 20s. I'd probably go through it. And at that point, I put the car in drive and just hit the accelerator, driving through the raging waters to safety.
No. God damn.
I didn't know that bit about the manifold, though. The car could have conked out, but...
Just more danger for you.
It would have been more danger, but, you know, danger is my middle name.
Guess so.
So I shoot across this raging and brook.
Can the golden boy shine again?
I don't know.
And we're in dry land. And we go up, and we came back, we get the generator, we hook up the generator. The generator works fine. We suck the water out of the basement, and I save my entire family.
Wow.
And the lights?
The lights came back on at a quarter to... Perfect. I wound down about 3 o'clock in the morning. How's everybody doing today?
You could join hands and sing a little kumbaya
right now.
Yes. A little kumbaya action.
Kumbaya, my lord.
You sing kumbaya while you're giving us the finger.
I'm sorry. I apologize. But everybody's fine. The flood tech people were arriving in my driveway as I was pulling out today to suck the saturated water, the saturated carpet. But I am told that the carpet, when that happens, it's not like you just dry. Yeah, bye-bye. You don't exactly, sop up the gravy.
You can peel that off your floor and throw it away, I think.
I believe that is that. And Laura was still trying to work out, you know, Daryl's basement computer that he put on the floor.
Right now, anyone who is touched by that story, call 1-800-GOLDEN-BOY. We do have grief counselors standing by.
Oh, stop
it. If this story was too much for you to handle.
It was just a special evening.
Just a special.
And I didn't get a chance. You know what? I don't normally look forward to Monday Night Football. I was looking forward to Monday Night Football and never got a chance to hear the game in little snippets on our fabulous WJFK as I was going to Home Depot, going to get the generator. And I want to thank Bill and Fred for helping me at 10 o'clock at night get this. And my brother-in-law, Lou, who is...
They're the true heroes in this story,
yes,
Mike.
Yes, absolutely.
They're the true heroes.
The volunteers.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
That's it.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
Mike, that was the most riveting story I've ever heard in my life. Please tell it again.
I will, sir. Come to my book signing.
Right now.
Right now.
I want the movie right.
Right now. I told you, I'm picturing something with Harrison Ford.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and the trailer goes like this, a sump pump gone bad.
Hey, my whole house smells like the stinky pinky this morning, though, I'll tell you that.
The golden boy.
Can the golden boy shine again?
Oh, do you still have the scary music in the thing?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, when I fired up the generator, we kept it in the garage and opened all the garage doors, but I had the exhaust fumes pointing in towards the house, and after I fired it up in about a half an hour, I came into the kitchen, and I smelled fumes.
Deadly fumes.
Yes, deadly fumes. So, thinking quickly, thinking quickly, I sprinted into the garage and turned the generator around so the exhaust was facing outside.
Great move, Mike.
Saving my family.
Great move.
A great scene for the movie.
Mike, do you know where all your flashlights are now?
You know what? The power could go off tonight, you know, tonight, and I still wouldn't. We don't have the flashlight thing quite down. We've got them, though. I'll tell you, my wife is great about buying stuff. It's just a question of, you know, it was one of those deals where we hadn't lost power in a while, and everything was, you know, the sump pump should have been looked at maybe 2 years ago.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Mike, you are damned.
Mike.
Why?
Between this and between bringing your stuff home from the band practice.
Was bringing the stuff to the band practice when I got when I got hit by the tree limb and got the killer poison ivy from hell.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, now that you got no hair, I checked the top of your head for a big old bullseye. I think God's aiming for you.
Yeah, well, I think it'll be okay.
Let me just say something to our listeners. Where's the compassion for this man?
Thank you, Don.
Where's the compassion that I
Thank
heard?
You. Can't you see? Can't you look at me? Can't you look at me and see what, you know, what I'm dealing with here?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's going on?
And you think you folks had it bad. That's the second time in a half hour I heard that story.
That's right. I'm sorry, Don.
I heard the whole thing up in the office verbatim before it came on the air.
Sometimes if I've got something good to tell on the air, I will say, I will tell you on the air. But with this one, I just couldn't contain myself.
Yeah.
I had to give it to you twice.
Maybe will you do me a personal favor?
Let me tell you on the way up to New York.
Will you tell me on the train tonight?
Absolutely. Over cocktails and poker.
I know you.
Mike.
We should get you a bullhorn.
Yeah.
Tell everyone on the train.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, yes, sir.
I just wanted to tell you that was such a great story.
Thank you.
And you tell it with such enthusiasm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Mike, can I get your permission for something?
What's that, sir?
Can I submit that to Reader's Digest for the drama in real life?
That's right.
Thank you.
Put it back to back with the Alaskan king crab fisherman story.
Oops. Okay. Someone call Marky Mark and George Clooney. This would make a great movie,
a la
The Perfect Storm.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, we're glad that you are okay, Mike.
And I'm glad that this, you know, this weather's through.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don.
Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Hey, please have Mike tell the story about the time you smelt gas fumes in his house and the whole house was electric.
That's not true.
That's not true?
No. No,
I remember him telling the story a couple years ago.
The gas fumes were methane fumes, sir, coming from a toilet. They weren't. I didn't say I smelled gas. It's not a
problem. No, I was talking about a couple years ago when you had the fireman come out to the house, and you and your wife thought you had headaches and got sick.
Well, now that was actually confirmed by the fireman that we were in danger.
Okay.
More danger.
Okay.
Danger. F you!
Hello.
F you!
Hello.
F you!
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going? First, I want to make sure Mike's okay.
No. I am not okay.
He's shaking. Badly shaking.
I am not. After that last call, I am not okay.
Well, Mike, I have a... Don?
Yes.
Buzz? I think you can organize... Mike Aid 2001.
Yeah.
Okay. Right back at you.
Right. Okay. All right.
Glad I'm bringing so many people so much joy today.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, is this the fat white boy? No, this is Dan out of Sacramento. I heard you arguing with that stupid bitch yesterday, and I wanted to call in so badly, but I couldn't because... Well, we're on tape delay.
Yes.
I don't think this is a call for me, Don. Although we both, when someone says fat white, but hey, Don and I both give each other like a quizzical impression.
Which one is the
recipient this time?
Which one is it?
Hey, you know, I just want to call to rally the Sacramentans to HTK and get you guys when you're supposed to be played in your proper time slot.
Hey, man.
Rob's doing his Sacramento dance.
I could not agree more.
It's America's
Get
top
the show
priority.
On live in Sacramento, please, for the love of God.
Let's all do the Sacramento dance.
Let's all do it right now. We got a special dance. Get the show back on in Sacramento. Right.
Come on.
Even Buzz is doing it.
Yeah. There you go. That's a good dance.
Let's get on live and head on back out and do a show out there.
Hello. The Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
What's up?
Hey, who's this?
Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, Mike, you reminded me from Mickey Mouse out of Fantasia, trying to shovel all that water out of the basement.
That's exactly. I was wearing the same outfit, sir.
I was wearing a wizard's hat.
Can the golden boy shine again?
Yes, I can.
Put a magician's cap on him and put him on the website.
All right, we should. Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm sure someone will do that on Don and Mike fans today. Put that Mickey Mouse hat on you.
Yeah, right over the bald picture.
You know, that big pointy hat that he wore. You know, Mike, I didn't want to break in. I knew you'd be pissed if I broke in the middle of that story.
Well, you know me. You know me, Johnny Hothead.
Well, no, you would have been when the hotline rang halfway through the story.
Oh, really? Who was it?
If I would have broken, who was it, Rob?
It was your British neighbor, Sarah.
It was the British lady, Sarah.
Oh.
But in deference to the life-dangering...
Doesn't Sarah listen? Doesn't she hear the story I was telling? Doesn't she understand?
Getting mad again.
What's going on here, Sarah?
Don't get mad.
She's in Baltimore today. She apologized for interrupting.
Oh, okay. So she didn't know.
No. All right, well, call her back.
God, the nerve of that woman.
See if she wants to come on to the next break. Yeah, right. Yeah. F her! How dare she?
There we go.
How dare she?
Oh, man. Ever since we won the Revolutionary War.
Well, God bless you, Mike.
Thank you, Don. Thank you for everybody. You know, all your support.
Yeah. Well.
Lucky to be alive.
You know, when you tell a story like that, a story of true bravery and
I have
danger,
a question. I have a serious question about this this circumstance. And this is etiquette. This is borrowing, you know, heavy equipment etiquette. I'd like to get a generator. I've wanted to get one.
You've got one now.
But here's the deal. Do I bring back the generator to this guy? Do I bring it back to Fred, or do I buy a new one for Fred, give it back to him in the same exact condition he gave it to me, because I'd want to get the same one for myself anyway?
I would just never give it back.
Okay, thank you.
I'd wait for him to come by and say, hey, where's my generator?
Okay.
How often do you need a generator,
right? That's very thoughtful.
Well, that's the way I am.
That's exactly what I do.
Well, I'm telling you, that's what I would do.
No, you wouldn't.
Sure I would.
You wouldn't do that to your neighbors?
Sure I would.
No, you're very generous with your neighbors.
Nah, I take their stuff all the time.
I'm an expensive generator.
I am not kidding you. My garage is loaded
with
junk that I've borrowed from my neighbors and not given back.
I have one of these big fat plugs. You could plug seven things into it. You know what I was doing? I plugged the light into it, the sump pump. I charged my telephone, and I ran a freezer off of it.
Wow.
And that was surely dangerous.
Okay, clear the lines. Let's get a call number 100 at 877-365-3636. You know,
I'd like to apologize to the caller I got mad at and I yelled at. I yelled at it because he was talking about when I lived in that rental house, and I think what he was saying might have been true.
Yeah, I know it was.
There were two fume issues, though.
Yeah,
there was the methane poop fumes,
I know.
And then there was the time we all thought we were, you know, getting carbon monoxide.
But both deadly.
Right.
The person you really should feel sorry for is me, as we mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know tonight, as soon as we get on that train, as soon as the booze car comes by, I'm going to hear it all over again.
You bet.
He said gleefully.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Ladies and gentlemen, David Spade.
I'm about to take you on a magical journey. Okay, not really, but I am going to take you to a place that's up to its ass in smoke and mirrors.
Comedy Central's The Showbiz Show with...
Very funny even when you hit the wrong button. It's Tuesday, but it feels like Monday, you know? Anyway, it is the best of Don and Mike. It's your old buddy, Rob Spiewak here. And good show for you today. You're going to like this next segment. Back before we knew Rush Limbaugh was a drug-addled, deaf broadcaster, people started to notice that his voice was weird. Don's theory? It was a stroke. So we talked to Rush about it. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. It's the best of Don and Mike.
We are going to actually talk to a guy who we compete with in the radio business. Now, there have been reports, even a report, I think, in the New York Post. Was it in the Post or the, I don't know which New York paper was in last week.
Papers.
About Rush Limbaugh's voice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have my own theory that he's afraid of the fact that we are now on in the midday.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just me. But they've noticed that there's something different with Rush Limbaugh's voice.
Mm-hmm.
The three theories that I have read in print are, theory one, he's using a harmonizer, which is a machine.
Make it lower, right?
To make his voice lower.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, he's had some kind of vocal cord problem, and he's had a problem with his polyps.
Mm.
And number three, I'm not making this up, maybe he's had a stroke.
Right. Mm.
So, we are now going to go via satellite. Let me see if I get the hookup here. To the ABC building in New York. I think he's on a commercial break right now, and he'll be able to talk with us. Hey, Rush. Rush?
Yeah.
Rush Limbaugh, Don Geronimo, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don, this is Rush Limbaugh. A servant of humanity, leader of the free world, and O.I.B. How you doing?
Would you care to address?
I don't understand. I know. I heard you talking about my voice, and you're talking about the fact that that it's lower I'm slower.
Well, here's what it sounds
like. That's not true.
It sounds like if you got a record, and it's playing too slow.
I understand, right.
You're listening to a tape, and there's a wow in the tape, and it's playing slowly.
Ladies and gentlemen, please do not believe for 1 second that this is true. I'm fine. My voice is as strong as it's ever been, and I'm speaking as clearly and as understandably as I ever have.
All right, then, Rush, let's go through the scenarios that have been pointed out in the newspapers.
Hold on just a second. Can you give me a second, Don?
Yes, Rush.
OIB. Thought I'd get my network over your airwaves. That's what a consultant told me to do.
OIB. What's OIB?
The Obesity and Broadcasting Network. Right. Hold on just a second. I was just moving my arm. My dead arm.
Now the theory,
I've lost all feeling on my right side.
The theories that we've heard are you using a harmonizer on your voice?
Absolutely not.
All right,
on the Rush Limbaugh program.
Have you had polyps removed from your throat area?
I have had no surgery. No surgery whatsoever on Rush. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you now, we've got problems that we have to deal with in this country. And speculation about my condition is not appropriate at this time.
Have you had a stroke?
Yes, I have. WWARD.
What does that mean?
What would afflicted Rush do?
And Rush,
that's my motto, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm trying to live it every day.
Well, now, why haven't...
Hold on just a second. My wife bought me these beautiful absorbent ties. They absorb saliva. They're extra wide, and I have them on right now.
You know, when he used to listen to Rush Limbaugh, even though he was full of crap, he was that disc jockey. He was, you know...
Jeff Christie! Jeff Christie!
No, Rush Limbaugh, the EIB!
It's the same me.
The energy was
it's
there.
It's the same me that's always been. I feel it's important to tell people that I'm fighting. I'm a fighter.
Are you winning?
I'm winning big time. And I'll continue to win. You know, you might have some of these upstarts that come along, and they try to kind of knock me off. But ladies and gentlemen, let me make it clear to you.
Yeah.
Rush is going nowhere. I'm feeling fine. And everything's going to be okay.
Is it true or false that you had a stroke because for the first time in the years you've been on the air, you finally have some real competition?
No.
The Don and Mike Show has moved into the midday slot. Did we give you a stroke, Rush Limbaugh?
That is untrue. That is completely untrue. I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that I have had my health problems this month, but they're not a result of any new competition that might be coming in to the radio business. It's my nutritionist that has said to me, you cannot eat beef. You cannot eat lard. You cannot eat butter. I still enjoy my red meat and liquefied in a blender. It's very tasty, but I can only eat kale, and only on special occasions can I have pie or pizza.
Now, it just seems like a coincidence that you have these problems, whatever it is, drawing attention to yourself with your voice.
I'm very tired.
As soon as we come on the air, you can't tell me.
I am very tired.
You can't tell me you're not aware of the fact.
I'm not.
Tell me that you're not aware of the fact that the Don and Mike Show is broadcasting against you, directly against you.
I know not this Don and Mike you're speaking of. They're not somebody that I'm going to, I used to be able to speak so much quicker. I can no longer speak as rapidly as I used to, but I can still make my points, and I think you'll enjoy listening to my program.
So you're telling me you don't know who we are?
I tell you, I crave a sippy cup of pot roast now. I truly do. Oh, dear God.
What happened?
God, the cramping. You know, it was that rapid weight loss that didn't work. The months I gained... Hold on.
Okay, hold on, Rush.
This is a... Oh, it's a Rush. Oh, better now.
Now, Rush...
Why do you think I don't sound like I used to?
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you.
Yeah. And
why don't you sound the same way?
I don't sound the same way because I've had a very tough year. Things aren't going my way. I'll be honest with you. The ties that my wife paints aren't selling the way they should. And I will tell you, this is very, very difficult for me to be talking to a young upstart like yourself. I've lied about my age.
Oh, really?
I'm 73.
Oh, 73.
73, and I'll tell you one thing. When I'm on the golf course now, ladies and gentlemen, I do give up more strokes. Many more strokes than I have, but I'm feeling fine. I have a guy now that drives me to work each and every day, that helps me onto the elevator to get to my studio, and I own a Rascal. And I drive it with my left hand. I write my OIB newsletter with my teeth and a pointer. And I'm doing fine because, you know, Don?
Yes, Rush?
I'm a fighter.
I know you're a fighter.
I'll fight this thing. It's not going to win. It's not going to get the best of Rush.
I wouldn't wish, you know.
Mega Dvidos. Mega Dvidos. I can't say Dvido like I used to. I have to punch that, you know.
I wouldn't wish whatever you're going through on anyone that we are competing with.
I would be.
What?
I'm crying.
Why are you crying?
I've had bits of tears. Bits of emotion. Bouts, I mean.
Why don't you just be honest with
bouts
the listener?
Bouts of tears. Sometimes I'll just go.
I mean, regardless if it's of a stroke, if it's these polyps, if it's the fact you're using a harmonizer, why don't you just address this issue with your listeners?
I can't.
Why?
It will diminish my, ladies and gentlemen, my air of invincibility.
Oh.
And people won't accept Rush that's not strong.
Well, isn't there some way you could blame Bill Clinton for this?
That bastard, it's his fault. It's probably something he put in my water. That's what I think, but I'll fight it. I'll spin out of this. I swear to God I will. People still want to hear the message. It doesn't matter necessarily how it's delivered. And if I can say things that are important to America, then they will listen regardless of how afflicted I am. God, I wish I could say these things quicker. Are we all off the air? Are we off the air?
Do you want to go off the air, Rush?
Yeah, please.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's break. Let's
yeah.
Take Rush.
Thank you.
Thank you for being on the Don and Mike show.
Thanks so much. Thanks. A pleasure being with you.
All right, are we clear?
Yeah.
All right.
Clear?
Yeah. All right, we're clear.
Oh, God, the gas.
You.
God almighty, Don.
Now, listen.
You know, it's tough. You know, I'm just a DJ. I'm on my special pot. I've got a chamber pot here that I sit in. It's right here in the studio.
You are.
That's last night's mug of prime rib talking.
Now, listen, you know who we are, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, how can you lie about that on the air?
Well, I was saying, they wheeled me down to the local cafeteria, our commissary in the OIB building, and we had I had a glass of pizza, and the rest of my crew ate the rest of the pie, the pizza pie, and I can tell you honestly that I'm not well.
Okay.
I'm not long.
And is it?
You're going to be dominating this time slot sooner than you think.
Is it because
there won't be that big, you know, that big war that you expect? That you expected. I'll tell you right now. Where's my pureed lamb?
Was this brought on by the fact that we moved our show to the middays?
This is moved on by the fact that the beef that I've had now, they liquefy, because if it gets into my system in solid form, it's disturbing right now. It's all over the studio. Face cloths. At a certain point, because of just the mess.
Because we're off the air now. Why don't you from one broadcast to another?
No. You're a good broadcaster. Fine show.
I've always found it to be very advantageous to be honest with people. Why don't you just tell your audience that?
Because I am afraid.
Why are you afraid?
I'm afraid to tell them that their big man is not is what he used to be. That he's a fragment of his former self due to incredible amount of agony. Agony, do you know what it's like to have fire? Literally on fire? I mean real fire. Like, seriously, like burning like the lakes of... Like you're sitting on jalapenos. There, you got that sound effect. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Rush Limbaugh. And then I have to take a break and go some more.
All right, well...
Damn frustrating.
Well, Rush, thank you for coming on our show. And
a pleasure, okay. Jesus Christ.
You got to go back and do your show now?
Yeah, okay.
All right, why don't you just let me... You mind if I eavesdrop?
All right, go ahead. What do you got? 30 seconds?
Can I be a caller on your show?
I've got 30 seconds. Sure.
Can I be a caller on your
Absolutely.
Show?
Absolutely.
Great, hold on. Okay.
30 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a good time to support everybody, including your host, Rush. On OIB, we're going to take your calls right now to get some mega dittos. Hello? Hello, this is the Rush Limbaugh Show. Hey, can I, who am I speaking to? Hello, this is the Rush Limbaugh Show. I'm having trouble dialing up. I have to press the button, but I can't. It's on my right side. Slide the Telos unit over to my left hand, please.
There you go, Rush.
There we go. Hello, Rush Limbaugh. You're next on EIB.
Gotta redial.
Gotta give me a second.
Hold on. We've got one caller that we got disconnected there. Let's make this round of voting. Everyone that I'll be speaking at the Flint, Michigan Town Hall in the month of November. Come out and see me. And make it dittos. Make it dittos from everyone. Hello. IB Rush. We're going to take a phone call right now. And let's see who's on the line. Hello. You're next on OAB.
Hi, Rush.
Yeah.
Hey, Mega Dildos.
Yes. Nice. Good to hear it from you. What can I do for you? Can I have a political statement you'd like to make?
I just heard you on the Don and Mike show.
Okay. Let me hang up on you.
No, hey, Rush.
There's that thing. I can't get over to
it. Give me 180 seconds.
Okay, 180 seconds. Go ahead. What can I do for you, caller?
Rush, I heard you say on the Don and Mike show that it's either your harmonizer or your polyps or you've had some kind of a stroke.
I have not had any kind of stroke. I'm fine.
I heard you farting on the Don and Mike show.
Ooh, that's a lie. They said I was off the air. That is a damned lie.
I also heard you say that you know what their show is all about, even though you denied it on the air.
I did not deny anything. I am an honest broadcaster. You, sir, are in big trouble. Right now, if I can get my dead arm over to this Telos, I'll hang up on you.
You can't hang up on me because you can't move your arm. Maybe you can hang up the phone.
I can. That's a night to hang up with people I disagree with. But that's the way it goes. But OIB. Oh, I got this. Hershey's. Live. Intestine.
He lost the transmission.
He doesn't sound anything like he used to.
Doesn't sound well.
You know, his whole thing used to be, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, I mean, he used to sound very vigorous, and it's a lot
of energy.
Kind of disturbing to hear what he's become.
He's not addressing the fact on his show that there's something different with his voice.
No, he simply, but I think we know the truth now, and it sounded like he was in a bit of agony.
He's leaving it up to DJs like us to speculate on what it might be.
I can only imagine, and, he was very forthright with us, but then with his own listeners, you know, that's not a good way to be.
He lied. Well, I'm glad I was able to call and get through on his show. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Ladies and gentlemen, David Spade.
I'm about to take you on a magical journey. Okay, not really, but I am going to take you to a place that's up to its in smoke and mirrors.
Comedy Central's The Showbiz Show with David Spade is bringing you everything that's happening in the entertainment world. The who, the why, and the what the.
We cover it all, from Whitney and Bobby to Jessica Simpson's dad. What's up with that guy?
The Showbiz Show with David Spade, tearing Tinseltown a new one. Premieres this Thursday night at 10:30, 9:30 Central, only on Comedy Central.
There's a million stories in this town, and only half involve sex on tape.
Dad, I have an attractive proposition for you.
A proposition? You're 8.
Duly noted. Now, I devised an incentive plan that involves Baskin-Robbins every Tuesday. Now, Chuck, mind if I call you Chuck?
I'd prefer that you didn't.
I'm going to write down a figure and slide it over to you.
$1?
That's right. $1 gets you a 4-ounce scoop of ice cream at Baskin-Robbins Tuesday nights between 6 and 10 p.m. So tell me, Chuck, what's going to take to get you into a cone today?
Dollar Scoop Tuesdays at Baskin-Robbins, as if you need more incentive. Limited time offer, participating stores, prices not include tax.
This is my friend Rick.
Hi.
Anyway, Rick thinks it's not manly to have a fresh-smelling car. Rick, do you prefer to have your car smelling like stale drive-thru or, you know, like you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a girlfriend?
No.
Makes sense to me. Rick, you should try using new Glade car-scented oil because nothing freshens like it. By clipping it on your air vent, you release Glade fragrances that attract the ladies.
Ladies?
That's right, Rick. Get used to the idea. New car-scented oil only from Glade. It's freshness to go. F.C. Johnson, a family company.
So your kids smoking pot, and now you're afraid to say something because they might push you away. Maybe this will help you out.
Ah! I hate you!
You went through my room?
It's just a little pot! You're grounding me?
It's just a little pot!
Get used to it. When your kid's trying pot, you have to say something, no matter how they might react. Because to help them with their problem, first you have to get over yours. Action. The anti-drug.
For more information, visit theantidrug.com or call 1-800-788-2800.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Don and Mike Afternoons.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
It's the Don and Mike Show on AM 1550, The Edge.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, followed by Tom Likas at 7 on The Edge 1550.
NBC News Radio, I'm Bob Kerr at the White House. Signs of recovery in New Orleans, the airport and seaport reopened this afternoon as the president pledged to learn from mistakes made in the slow federal response to the hurricane.
And it's in our national interest that we find out exactly what went on so that we can better respond.
Mr. Bush says he accepts full responsibility for the federal response. On Capitol Hill, John Roberts is being quizzed by senators on day two of his confirmation hearings to become Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. NBC's Chip Reed reports the judge repeatedly said abortion law is a settled precedent of the court.
But he did not say that means that the court couldn't overrule it at some point. So really, he was not nailed down on that issue.
And a new government study finds obesity takes a toll on companies as well as workers, costing employers up to $2,500 a year for each overweight person on the job. Bob Kerr, NBC News Radio.
Whether you run a small business or a busy household, the UPS store wants you to remember these six words.
Don't you worry about a thing.
At the UPS store, we have a lot of different ways to help you. We have packing and shipping experts. We can print, copy, collate, and bind presentations. We can even set you up with a mailbox at our store. So the next time you have a lot to do, just think of these six words.
Don't you worry about a thing.
The UPS store, the place for packing and shipping and a whole lot more.
Time for Mom's Most Shocking Secrets Revealed. Today, Campbell's Cheesy Chicken and Rice Bake. An exclusive investigation uncovers how moms make this delicious meal. First, mix Campbell's cream of chicken soup with chicken and rice. Place into oven. When done, top with cheese. Mouth-watering, yet true. Look for full recipe details at campbellskitchen.com. Mom's hidden truth, finally exposed.
Come home to a home-cooked meal with Campbell's.
Data security and speed can be what puts your business ahead of your competition. But cost is important too. You might be paying every month for bandwidth you don't use. Let's talk about your company's disaster recovery system. Is it as effective and secure as it could be? What are you paying for your T1 line? I'll bet we can offer you a better deal. We're ASP Station, a premier independent server co-location facility and high-speed internet access provider. Virtually unlimited bandwidth, co-location for your backup servers, off-site system backup, and secure access to your equipment 24/7. Check us out on the web at aspstation.net or call us at 412-661-6001. Easy number to remember, 412-661-6001. ASP Station, 412-661-6001. 6001.
Pride, commitment, dedication, tradition. Woodland Hills travels to Norwin a year after Hurricane Ivan forced the Wolverines to play a home game at Knight Stadium. Adam Guskey and Matt Bush will bring you all the action as the Quad East schedule grinds on. Coverage begins this Friday at 7:15 right here on your home for Woodland Hills Wolverine football, The Edge AM 1550 and edge1550.com.
Making excessive copies can destroy thousands of trees. 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 Remember, the next time you're at the copier, only make the number of copies you really need. This message sponsored by Ad Council and Earthshare.
You might take meth because of how it feels. But this is how it feels to your heart. Your normal heart. Your heart on meth. Normal. On meth. And that was meth stopping your heart.
For more information, visit drugfreepa.org. A message from Drug Free Pennsylvania and the Partnership for a Drug Free America.
Whether they're your spouse, boyfriend, or girlfriend, or you're looking to turn up the heat on your love life, Sassy Sensations is the place to shop. A gift from the exciting world of Sassy Sensations says so much. That's right. 1-877-467-2779. Sassy Sensations, where good boys and girls get even better.
Once upon a time, in a small cottage, lived a boy named Chuck. One day, Chuck heard a knock from inside the wall.
Who is it?
He cried, for Chuck cried rather easily.
It is I, the energy hog, over here,
said a voice. Now, an energy hog is what you have when people waste energy. Chuck ran to tell his family.
There's a hog in our house,
exclaimed Chuck.
That's no way to talk about your Aunt Melba,
said his mother, and sent him to his room.
That does it,
said Chuck. He raced to his computer and logged on to energyhog.org.
I'll just have to get rid of it myself.
At energyhog.org, Chuck played cool games and learned to use energy wisely. He learned that by switching to better light bulbs, he had the power to rid the cottage of the evil energy hog forever.
I'm leaving, but I shall return,
vowed the hog.
Don't count on it, bacon breath,
vowed Chuck. And the moral of the story is, to use energy wisely, log on to energyhog.org, or a switch in time, save swine.
This public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, I'm Ben Mankiewicz.
And I'm Cenk Uygur. Together we're the Young Turks, and you can catch us every weekend on The Edge, 1550 AM. The Young Turks, the best talk show in the country.
Because we don't make the news, we make the news sexy. So check us out and listen to The Young Turks, Saturday, 2 to 6 p.m., Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., on The Edge, 1550 AM.
Enjoy living life on The Edge? Now you can listen to it. 1550 The Edge.
WURP Braddock. WURP Braddock. Pittsburgh's new talk radio station is 1550 The Edge. The Edge. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Good gracious, that's stupid. You called that music?
Say, I don't have to listen to this stuff.
The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, Rob, turn on.
Your home for petting. To a point. The Don and Mike Show.
We all love petting to a point. It is the best of Don and Mike, and it's Rob Spiel. I can hear desperately pressing every button I can get my fingers on until the right thing plays. But I'll stick to it. Thanks for sticking around. Coming up, I think this might actually be the debut of Tobacco Road. So listen as they work the kinks out. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Okay, Rob, turn on the machine.
All right.
Let's see, we got to press all the buttons now. We think that we've got this worked out
very
perfectly.
Good.
So I go to...
To UTL. Hi. How are you, Mike? I'm doing fine. Christmas, Christmas, don't be late. See, you gotta do it a little lower like that. I just wanna say that I'm really... Ever since I had my voice box removed. Welcome. Welcome to Cancer Corner. Hey, got any dip? I'm your host, Joseph Campbell. And hi there, I'm Smokey Nicotine. Now we have a couple of different ways we can go with this. This is the sickest thing we've ever done. Smoky Nicotine. I'm Joe Campbell, and happy, happy Tuesday. It's great to have everyone here. How are you? Let's find a story from today's news. Talk in monotone and lower. That's the way to do it. You got it, buddy. Very good. I can't help it. Sometimes I feel like laughing.
That's a good voice, though.
Did you? How's that new vacation home next to the nuclear power plant? Are you tweaking it?
No.
It sounds better now.
I didn't tell you.
It sounds like something we might be able to enjoy. I've been smoking since I was a little boy. How about you? Well, I've always said filters. Who needs filters?
Do you want to try tweaking it a little bit now that you're both in here?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Turn it down a little bit. Yeah, a little down. I sound a little more munchkin-y than Mike does. That's true. Turn it down.
That's it.
That right there. That's perfect. Hi,
You're right. I gotta be monotone.
You have to be monotone. Hi, everybody. This is Joseph Campbell. Fantastic. This is great. I just wished I... Man, it's all over the place. What the hell's going on with that thing?
Stop. Rob, stop screwing around with
it. Rob, it was great. Well, now it's completely effed. Rob, leave it at one setting.
All right.
Just leave it at one setting. I'll tell you right now, if we don't get this worked out, this bit is going to be ratings cancer. Speaking of, welcome to Cancer Corner. I'm your host, Joseph Campbell, and I'm smoking nicotine. Good to have you with us today. You know who we could call as a return call? Our doctor? No. Who? Someone we've recently crank called, though. Excellent. The lady who makes pig brains in Evansville, Indiana. I think that's a good idea. Now, this will be a way to test out the Cancer Corner. Mm-hmm. Then we'll call the phone sex girls.
What's the name of the show again?
The name of the show is... Well, we can't call it Cancer Corner.
Well, it'd be Smokey and who?
It's Smokey Nicotine. Joseph, how about...
Joe and Smokey?
How about Smokey Joe's Place? Smokey Joe's. Smokey Joe's.
The Smokey Joe Show.
How about, how about Tobacco Road? We'll call it Tobacco Road. Brought to you... The Tobacco Road Show. Brought to you by Copenhagen. Welcome to Tobacco Road. And Rob, you'll have to give her the setup. That we're two disc jockeys who have no voice boxes.
Yes.
I can't keep doing this.
Don't you want to reveal that to her when she picks up so you get to hear the reaction? Because if I tell her that, she may back out.
It's the Tobacco Road Show, two DJs who've had their voice boxes.
I'll just call Smokey Joe's Tobacco right. Road and she'll be
able to... Just call. Hi. So you enjoy eating pig sandwiches. Yes, it's always good to have you on the show. Thank you, lady. Hey, where's my Campbell's? Fantastic. So she makes pig's brains. I wonder if she smokes them.
Is it?
I'm smoking through my hole right now.
Oh, that's sad.
Hi, Buzz. Hi. That's how addicted I am.
Hi, Joe.
The sweet rush of nicotine.
They have the patch now, you know, Joe.
Yeah. F the patch. Who needs the patch? You can't get the fine quality feeling of nicotine. Where's my red man chewing tobacco? Busy, bitch. Goddamn sea. How about some story to do with vegetarians? I can't wait to hear the instant feedback on this. I look forward to it. Let me take a nice drag on my lucky strike. Right now, I've got burning a cigarette, a cigar, my pipe, and of course, I have a wad of chaw in my mouth, just between my cheek and gum. Way to go. I hope you're enjoying that. Later on, we're going to go out and stand next to the freeway and just breathe the air.
Great, this is Paul. I'm calling from the...
That's our producer, Paul. The Tobacco Road Show is brought to you by Skoll.
A brief interview with our host.
Very good. if I really started laughing, it goes like this. Yes, we have to keep it down here. Absolutely.
She's going to another phone.
Going to another phone. How, remember, this is just the warm-up.
That's right.
Wait till we call the hot feet line. Fantastic. Most disc jockeys would give everything up after they had their voice boxes removed.
But not you guys.
We've decided to continue our career.
Brave men. Very brave.
No problem. Can we play a game?
Oh, it would be right now.
There's nothing like hearing Rob in the background. Sounding like a munchkin. Munchkin land.
Yeah.
Joe.
Let me move my bib.
Line nine.
Here's the setup. Why am I talking like this? I can just say it to you. Mike, here's the setup. It looked like the friendly skies might not be so friendly to vegetarians.
Really?
Ever since September 11th, heightened security has caused airlines to eliminate eating utensils. I never ate vegetables. And that means... Or fruit. That means a lot of vegetarian dishes have been ditched in favor of finger foods like cold cuts and chicken nuggets. I love cold cuts and beef. So the guy wants airlines to put more vegetarian-friendly food on airlines.
That's a lady, Joe.
Hey, Joe, you know what food needs? More chemicals. Please.
Have some lovely smoked meats.
Smoked meats. That's a wonderful salad. Would you put some ammonia on it for me, please? Tasty. Sweet taste of nicotine. All right, are you ready? I'm ready. Hold on. Hey, Rob? Rob? Do you think the lady will be uncomfortable talking to Joe Camel and Smokey Nicotine? Tell her one second, I'm looking for the theme song right now to our show. God damn it, I've got it on one of these CDs. Is it Smoke on the Water? Smoking in the Boys' Room. Smoking in the Boys' Room.
Got it.
Fantastic.
There we go. Hold on. Hold on.
Where are my paints? Where's my paint set? I need another dip. God, this is great chewing tobacco. I really like that. It really makes me relax.
Are you ready?
That first nicotine buzz.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Very good.
How you doing out there? You ever seen one of those days where it just seems like everybody's getting on your case?
How are you doing out there?
Well, you know,
good afternoon. This is Tobacco Road. I'm your host.
Let me tell you about it.
J.C. Joseph Campbell. And I'm Smokey Nicotine. And both of us have had our voice boxes removed. but we are continuing to do our radio show, and we are joined this afternoon by Jerry Coffey from Huntsville, Alabama. Jerry, are you on the line?
I'm here, loud and clear.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank
you. I hope you will be able to communicate with us, even though we have had our voice boxes removed.
Well, I think so, yes.
Very good.
Thank you. Let me say that it's sad the way society treats those of us who have lost our voice boxes due to our lifetime smoking and chewing of tobacco. However, even with our love of nicotine, there's nothing we love more than vegetables. Speak for yourself, Joe. I do not care for vegetables. How about you, Jerry? Do you enjoy vegetables and fruits in your diet?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, once we learn better, that's all our diet consists of, except with the addition of seeds and nuts.
I'll tell you something. There have been two times that I've been upset in my life in relation to flying. One of the times was when they banned smoking on commercial airlines. The other time was after 9/11, when they started to change the airline food and they stopped serving my vegetarian meals. Do you share my level of upsettedness over this?
Well, yes, I do, but let me give you some reasons why I think they are missing a wonderful opportunity to have a...
I hate kale, and I hate turnips. Stop it. I'm sorry. Be open-minded towards vegetables. I will. You're open-minded towards tobacco products. I love tobacco. All of its forms. Pipe tobacco.
You know, some people would rather die than switch.
You.
They do.
That's why we're doing the show now. We have both lost our voice boxes, yet we are continuing to broadcast and, sadly, continuing to smoke. And I will tell you that even though we do the show now, that's not like the show we used to do. We want to say thank you to our fine sponsor, the Philip Morris Company.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, but we are not here to talk about cigarettes, pipes, cigars, or chewing tobacco. Pardon me, I'm going to take a drag through my blowhole. We are talking about vegetables. Like,
you know what the airlines are concerned about?
What?
First of all, they're concerned about their bottom line, money. Second, they're concerned about safety.
Safety.
And third, they're concerned about health.
That's
they can cover all
good.
Three things.
Oh,
they
Jerry.
They save themselves money.
Hey, can I ask you something? Don't feel like too much of a big deal about health.
Oh, no, not at all. Because
I do.
We can't enjoy life if we're not healthy.
No, you can enjoy life. I would consider myself very unhealthy. And I've adopted a unhealthy lifestyle. But I will tell you this now. I've never been happier because I'm still smoking. What
but
do you
that's
think
going
of that?
To be short-lived. Wouldn't you much rather...
I, on the other hand, Jerry, speak serious. I realize that smoking has destroyed my voice box, yet the demons will not let me stop. I don't want to smoke through my blowhole, but I'm continuing to try to balance it out with my favorite vegetarian dishes. Oh, ew. Vegetarian dishes.
I think that's only because you have to do some vegetarian dishes.
I would rather eat a tobacco leaf than a lime bean.
And what is your...
She's talking to me, I believe, because I'm the vegetable lover. Go ahead,
but
Joe.
But, Joseph, what is your very favorite dish?
I will tell you what I had the other night. I was dining at a restaurant in Manhattan called Melissa Blue. I had a wonderful tofu and some type of egg salad in an oil vinaigrette, and of course, apples. They're your leaking. I would have to say my favorite vegetable would be broccoli. Broccoli. But I enjoy most of my meals with tofu. If only I could stop this smoking. Damn this habit. Damn.
Something that would hit you.
I can't think of any more unappealing
have
than carrot juice.
Pardon me? Have you ever had any, Joseph?
I don't. No, that's you're talking to me, smoky nicotine.
I understand that.
I do not like anything made with those pie ribs.
Well, you don't. Do you like lasagna, for instance?
Only if it's frozen lasagna with lots of preservatives.
Oh, you're just determined.
That you are asking, Jerry.
Well, how about an almond milkshake or a banana split made without dairy pulp?
You know what?
Accelerate it by having some delicious vegetarian food.
Jerry, can I tell you my idea of a good? I'll tell you right now. The other day, I had a pinch of Copenhagen, after which I ate some pork rinds, a Twinkie, and Mountain Dew. That's my favorite soda, Mountain Dew Code Red.
Well, we're making some delicious sangria because we have a class tonight. We teach a class called Healthy Alternatives.
I find that food tastes better if it's artificially colored. I am sad to say that my friend Smokey is not as evolved as I am. I know. Speaking on behalf of all of the camels, they're all deceased now, except for me, Joseph. I wish to turn over a new leaf and not a tobacco leaf. Oh, you're making a big mistake. I will not stop smoking, but I do want to eat healthier.
Joseph, do you have a website?
I do.
Why don't we exchange websites? And I've got lots of information on my website that you might find interesting.
Beautiful. What is your website, Jerry?
www.allcreatures, A-L-L-creatures. .org/CB.
Beautiful. Now
CB stands for coffee break. My name is Coffee, and that coffee is spelled C-O-F-F-E-Y.
Let me give you mine, and then I will give her mine.
Please.
Mine is as follows. S-C-A.
Pardon me?
Of O as in ovarian.
Okay.
V-E-R. V as in vegetable, E as in eat, R as in refrigerator.com. That's my own personal website. Please log on and sign the message book.
Okay.
Would you like mine?
What is your radio website?
Mine is www.
What was that? Were you...
Wait a minute.
Close?
I haven't finished. www.aintgotnocigarettes.com. Our station site is www.tobaccoroad.com. We're a syndicated show on many stations throughout America. I hope you've enjoyed it.
I have Joseph, and hope you check out our site.
To Smokey, not Joseph.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you. Let me say thank you for speaking with us, even though we are two dust jockeys who have both lost our voice boxes. Right now, Jerry, we are giving you a giant yellow thumb up.
Well, you have a good day, Joseph and Smokey.
We will. Hold on, please, while our producer gives you our number again. Thank you. Oh, I need a cigarette right now. I've got one right here. I have it on. Give it to me. I don't want to give you my cigarette.
Give me a cigarette.
No.
Damn, I didn't smoke during the whole interview.
I will give you my bag of beach nut chewing tobacco. But I will not give you my last carton.
Okay. All right, now turn the stuff off. Turn the stuff off.
Okay. Okay, there we go.
Now we'll be able to hear Rob's discussion with the woman.
See how it went.
Hi, Jerry. Hi, brother. How do you think it went? Darn little boast, but it was a very intriguing interview. Don't you think it's amazing what they do? Life is dealt Life has dealt them a bad hand, and they've made lemonade out of the lemon.
Christ.
Now they're doing quite well. You'd be amazed. They're very healthy for men of 38.
She doesn't know.
Oh, didn't they mention their name, their ages? Yes, they're 38 years old. Yes, they graduated, I believe, class of 81.
See if we can confuse her more. She doesn't know what to think.
They both have, they've taken their voice boxes out, yes. Well, Smokey has cancer. Joe took his voice box out as a precaution.
Voluntary.
It was a voluntary surgery.
The funny thing is, this poor broad is still on the line with Rob.
I can't wait to hear what happened on the other side.
Is that really they've worked the cigarettes into their contract? They're paid partially in cash and partially in cigarettes. And with our sponsorship, you know, they don't really sponsor a radio program.
Okay, knock it off.
Okay, hang up on her now. Good day to you.
I'm sorry?
She's concerned about you guys.
Well, you want to go to the website? Statslow? No.
Okay, well, tell you called her. You gotta go.
They're going on the air.
Gotta go. Oh my God, the studio's on.
Come here,
Rob. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
That poor woman.
This is the funniest goddamn thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
So now I guess that way. Now we've turned around the Pete Moss and Less Human people.
It's good.
No, yeah. I liked you, Foggy Bottom and Smokey Joe yesterday, or whatever their names were, but this is hilarious.
You wait until our next break. We really should wait on this, but I can't wait. We've got to call the phone hose.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah, I just wanted to say it was terrific. Now, I was at work with tears in my eyes.
Okay. Thank you, my friend. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Gramps and Mike, that was pretty funny. A lot better than yesterday.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Todd. Hello, Todd. Are you there, Todd?
Tad. Bacco.
Yeah, what?
My name's Todd Bacco. Listen, I'm glad you plugged Philip Morris.
Todd Bacco.
Todd Bacco, okay.
All right, goodbye. And then we got another instant feedback saying your name should be Nick O'Teen.
Nick O'Teen. I like that. I'm Nick O'Teen.
Let me see. Holy effing S, guy. Now, here's some of the instant feedback.
Good. I'm good.
Holy effing S. Hearing this makes me never want to lift another cigarette again.
No, that's good, too.
This is giving me the effing willies. Yeah. Yesterday sucked. This rocks.
Okay.
There you go.
All right, one more call, then we got a break. Jonathan, are you there? Jonathan?
Speak to us, Jonathan.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, John.
Hey, that was the funniest damn thing I've ever heard.
Okay.
Best bit ever.
Well, I hope you don't mind. We ran it into the ground. We're going to call the phone whores next.
Toodaloo ass.
Wow.
Donna Mike, hello.
I think some smokes are going into the garbage today, too.
We got a winner. I mean, we got a winner with this one. Hey, Liz, Donna Mike show, hello.
Hey, guys. That was actually painful to listen to. I'm in my car on the turnpike, and I'm just like, oh, my God, like shaking and twitching, just like, oh, hands at 10 and 2, like just staring at my pack of Marlboros on the dashboard in fear.
All right. Thank you, honey.
Bye.
Certainly better response than we got yesterday with a harmonica.
Very encouraged.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Dad, I have an attractive proposition for you.
A proposition? You're 8.
Duly noted. Now, I devised an incentive plan that involves Baskin-Robbins every Tuesday. Now, Chuck, mind if I call you Chuck?
I'd prefer that you didn't.
I'm going to write down a figure and slide it over to you.
$1?
That's right. A dollar gets you a 4-ounce scoop of ice cream at Baskin-Robbins Tuesday nights between 6 and 10 p.m. So tell me, Chuck, what's going to take to get you into a cone today?
Dollar Scoop Tuesdays at Baskin-Robbins, as if you need more incentive. Limited time offer participating...
Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Give someone special to you the gift that will be remembered for years to come. Name a star after them. The Star Registry will name a star after anyone on your gift list for $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. It's the perfect gift for birthdays, weddings, and just about any occasion. Give the ultimate gift. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. We proudly support the Starlight Starbright Children's Foundation.
This Thursday, Survivor Guatemala begins on CBS. 16 new castaways in our most exotic location yet. But this time, there isn't a twist. There's two.
The suspense is just killing me. It's driving me nuts.
Because two of the most popular past survivors return to take the game to a whole new level. Don't miss the start of Survivor Guatemala, Thursday at 8, 7 Central. Followed by a 2-hour CSI directed by Quentin Tarantino. Thursday.
Greatest razor invented in shopping? No, it's not. I'll just wait in the car. The greatest phrase is, no thanks, I'm just looking. I mean, what freedom, what liberation. What a great way to buy car insurance. In fact, why not do some wits, easy, and you know, saving money to you. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Don and Mike Afternoons.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
It's the Don and Mike Show on AM 1550, The Edge.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, followed by Tom Likas at 7, 1550.
NBC News Radio. I'm Bob Kerr at the White House. Judge John Roberts grilled for hours on Capitol Hill today. Senators at his confirmation hearing asking the potential Chief Justice of the Supreme Court a lot about abortion rights.
I do think that it is a jolt to the legal system when you overrule precedent plays an important role in promoting stability and even-handedness.
The new acting head of FEMA says the emergency agency is not looking back. Dave Paulison says he's not playing the blame game yet.
Now is not the time to do that. Now is the time to move forward, make sure they get the help they need and help they deserve.
But President Bush today did admit to serious problems in the federal response to Katrina, taking full responsibility. And as Tropical Storm Ophelia moves closer, everyone ordered off Hatteras Island on the Outer Banks. A hurricane warning in effect from Georgetown, South Carolina to North Carolina's Cape Lookout. I'm Bob Kerr, NBC News Radio.
Whether you run a small business or a busy household, the UPS Store wants you to remember these six words.
Don't you worry.
At the UPS Store, we have a lot of different ways to help you. We have packing and shipping experts. We can print, copy, collate, presentations. We can even set you up with a mailboxer. Six words. The UPS Store, the place for packing and shipping and a whole lot more.
Time for Mom's Most Shocking Secrets Revealed. Today, Campbell's chicken and ice have been baked on this first mouth water. Look, Rails has come home with Campbell's.
I never thought much of smoking myself, but I always used to let my friends smoke over at the hot rod. I was trying to make them comfortable. You know, making people feel at home.
Over 300 resources really against your asthma. Second word, a thing near 1 million. Protect your children. Protect the home they live in.
I mean, I want my friends to feel welcome, but my first priority is taking care of my son. From now on, smoking is out the door. Not in my house. Not around my kids.
Paid for by the Pennsylvania Department of Health.
Every Monday, listen to the Small Business Hour every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. right here on the Edge AM 1550. This is a program that celebrates the courageous women who represent small business owners here in the Pittsburgh Metropolis. Each show features a panel of dynamic experts eager to share their knowledge with you. We will have informative and practical discussions on all the issues that are important to anyone and everyone who owns a small business, thinks of starting one, or makes their living. You're going to get ideas, advice, and opinions from other small business owners who are out there every day making it happen. So save those honeydews for the afternoon and join me, Tom Rita, every Saturday morning from 11 to 12 on the Edge AM 1550 for Business in the Fast Lane.
The second leading cause of lung cancer, radon, could be in your home, and you wouldn't even know it. I'm Environmental Protection Secretary Katie McGinty.
First thing they should do is get their homes tested.
Sal and Lori Franca, two young children, took action to lower radon levels in their Berks County home.
And that made me feel good as a mother, knowing that my kids were safe.
For information,
Carbon of Environmental Protection, Edward G. Rendell, Governor.
Data security and speed can be what puts your business ahead of your competition. But cost is important, too. You might be paying every month for bandwidth you don't use. Let's talk about your company's disaster recovery system. Is it as effective and secure as it could be? What are you paying for your T1 line? I'll bet we can offer you a better deal. We're ASP Station, a premier independent server co-location facility and high-speed internet access provider. Virtually unlimited bandwidth, co-location for your backup servers, off-site system backup, and secure access to your equipment 24/7. Check us out on the web at aspstation.net or call us at 412-661-6001. Remember, 412-6001. Say 412-661-6001.
Teach your child the responsible use of online resources. Tell them up front what your rules are for internet use and the consequences of breaking them. Take some time to explore valuable uses of the internet with your child. This safety tip brought to you by Pennsylvania Cyber School. For more information on how your child can attend classes from home at no cost to you, visit www.palearnersonline.net or call the Allegheny Intermediate Unit at 412-394-5700.
I never thought much of smoking myself, but I always used to let my friends smoke over at the house or while they were riding in my car. I was just trying to make flipping a condition was caused by being around adults that smoke.
Over 300,000 suffer from respiratory diseases every year due to secondhand smoke. And if your child has asthma, secondhand smoke makes their condition worse, affecting nearly 1 million children. Protect your children. Protect the home they live in.
I mean, I want my friends to feel welcome taking care of my son. From now on, smoke is outdoor. Not in my house. Not around my kids.
Paid for by the Pennsylvania Department of Health.
Hello, this is Jimmy Carter. Since 19 Habit for Humanity, I've been building houses and hope in the country of people to just last a certain time struck. Definitely provide jobs, to teach new skills, and to offer people the dignity to rebuild not only their lives. I urge you to join me and support the work of Habitat for Humanity in your own community and around the world. Visit Habitat.org.
WURP Braddock. WURP Braddock. Pittsburgh's new talk radio station is 1550 The Edge. The Edge.
The best of Don and Mike. Rob Spiewak here with you. Halfway through, good stuff to come, including this next segment. Television. We all love it. We all watch it. And Don and Mike dig talking about it. Here we talk about black TV versus white TV, as opposed to the 50s, which just had black and white TV. It's the best of Don and Mike.
The Nielsen ratings. They come out with the top-rated TV shows.
Right.
And I'm when they divide it by race.
Mm-hmm.
I love when they get the blacks and the whites.
Interesting.
And you say, what do blacks watch? And what a whites watch.
With statistical surveys, you can break things out in any demographic, and they do this all the time.
And what do blacks and whites have in common?
Very good. Yeah.
Mike, I will tell you right now that I am, as a white man,
mm-hmm.
I am let down by the whites.
As far as their favorite shows?
Well, no, but I want to tell you something. I find it offensive as a white person that Monday Night Football is the 14th most popular show.
You would like to see, as a white man,
I would like to see it
Monday Night Football be higher rated.
Mm-hmm. I would like to see it ranked at least as high as it is with my black brothers and sisters.
Who rank it at what?
Number six.
That's where it should be. So you feel like your race has let you down?
Yes, they have.
All right, very good.
Now, shows that are in common on both lists. ER.
Yeah.
Yes.
Monday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
CSI.
Boy, that show.
Good show.
That show is hot, and it's our family show, CBS.
Great show.
Law and Order.
Mm-hmm.
60 Minutes.
Okay.
And this one's going to floor you, because it's only the top 20 shows. The only other show that shared in popularity in the top 20 with whites and blacks is judging Amy.
Judging Amy, I never, ever would believe
now,
that.
Now, listen to the white list, and it won't surprise you, but there are some surprises on the black list.
Okay.
The number one white show is Friends, of course.
Of course.
I mean, you can't get a whiter show than that.
Number two white show is Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah, that.
Or no, excuse me, ER.
ER.
Number three is Everybody Loves Raymond.
Mm-hmm.
Number four is CSI. Number five, Law and Order. Number six, The West Wing.
Okay.
Now, this makes me embarrassed to be a white. Number seven, white show, Becker.
Boy, CBS. CBS is going to be known as the white network.
The number eight, number nine, tied at number nine, JAG and Judging Amy.
There's Amy Brenneman from Glastonbury, Connecticut again. Both CBS.
But that's top ten. I'm ashamed to be a white today. I really am. Number 11, white, Will and Grace.
They're very popular.
Fag!
Number 12, white, Frasier.
Frasier!
Number 13, white, and this show has been canceled, Inside, highest rated show.
The show was a total dog.
It was on a week.
It was on for half a season.
Wow.
And in the time spot.
And it got up to that level?
Yes.
Boy, white people are stupid.
Number 14, white show, Monday Night Football.
Yeah, now you're disappointed about that.
Kills me. Law and Order. 17, King of Queens.
Hey, all right. Well, good for Leah.
18, Yes, Dear.
Mm-hmm.
19, Just Shoot Me.
How the hell does Inside Schwartz finish ahead of King of Queens and Yes, Dear?
Number 20, NYPD Blue. Okay.
And NYPD Blue. I'm amazed at that.
Mm-hmm. Now, blacks.
Okay.
Number one black show, Bernie Mac.
Bernie Mac, one of the
funny friggin' show.
Big hits of the new season.
Number two. Now, again, I never heard of it. The Parkers.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know.
Number three.
Parkers.
Never heard of this either. One-on-One.
Wow. One-on-One.
Never heard
what network?
These are all UPN.
Okay.
Might as well be UBN. United Black Network. They run all black shows.
Yes, yes they do.
Well, no, I guess they have Star Trek, though.
Yes, they do.
And wrestling. Number four black show, Girlfriends.
Is that like Girlfriend?
Girlfriends.
Okay.
Don't know. Let me see. Number five, My Wife and Kids, Damon Wayans.
Mm-hmm.
Number six black show, Monday Night Football.
There it is.
Way to go, blacks. Number seven, black show, The Hughleys.
Ah, The Hughleys. I've seen The Hughleys.
Now, here is a surprise. Number eight, black show, Titus.
Really?
Yeah.
Christopher Titus.
And Titus.
Titus.
Number nine, black show, CSI.
There's CSI again. This is a show I got to check out.
Number 10, black show, Law and Order.
Mm-hmm.
Number 11, black show, ER.
Okay.
Now, this is where you throw stereotypes out the window. The number 12 black show does not appear, or rather, hold on the white rating, it's rated number 101.
What is it on the, what is the show?
On black ratings, it's number 12. The show is WF SmackDown.
Okay. Wrestling, popular in the black community.
Surprises me, though. You would think the White Devil would love that show. Let me see. Then you have Steve Harvey Show, Law and Order, The Practice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's a shock, and here's why you blacks should be equally offended, as I was offended with the ranking of some of the shows on my list, the white list. You mean to tell me that all of you blacks are actually watching The World According to Jim? The Jim Belushi Show?
Jim Belushi?
According to this list from Nielsen, this is the 16th most popular show in black America.
I only thought that would be in the top five in Eastern European immigrants.
Then you have 60 Minutes, Law and Order, Criminal Intent, Judging Amy.
There's Amy Brenneman again.
And UC Undercover.
Well, I think it's the Time Daily factor with Judging Amy.
And there you go. I just think it's an interesting...
She cuts across all racial boundaries.
Uh-huh. Interesting parallels there. You notice that Survivor is not on the black top 20.
Once again, though, I think we've demonstrated we have more in common than we do different.
That's true.
The six shows that whites and blacks share
I know you share that with me, Rob.
Yes.
They are Monday Night Football, CSI, Law and Order, ER, 60 Minutes, and Judging Amy.
And none of the cable shows.
Uh-uh.
None of the popular cable shows.
Nope. So there you go. That's
very good. Very interesting.
That's who what. That's who watches what and why they do. And
what is the number one ranked black show? Because I want to watch that.
Bernie Mac.
Oh, Bernie Mac. What's the number two ranked black show? I've watched Bernie Mac.
The Parkers.
The Parkers. Right.
Channel 20.
Right. Find it.
Yeah. It's basically a reality show with a camera inside Matthew Broderick and Sarah Jessica Parker's apartment.
Parkers.
Because they call it, she's so popular now. I know he's been a big hit on the producers, but they call that show the Parkers.
The Parkers.
The Parkers.
Well, anyway, I love it when they break stuff out according to race. Yeah. And really, you know, aside from the fact that I'm embarrassed for whites, that Becker's up there and Will and Grace is up there. And
call the show by its proper name, Don.
Pecker.
Thank you.
And that Will and Grace is like number 11 and Inside Schwartz. But really, let me just say to my black brothers and sisters, what the F are you thinking? The World According to Jim Belushi? That is your 16th rated show?
And where the hell is Andy Richter on the white list?
Exactly.
Is there a whiter man in America than Andy Richter?
Know. And you know what? I got a guy on the phone here who has an excellent question. Carlos.
Now, this is Eric, actually.
Eric, hi.
Yeah, I actually can tell you why the World According to Jim is a popular black show. Because its lead-in is the Damon Wayans show.
Aha! See, there you go.
And
there's
also,
an answer.
Also, Friends was the lead-in for Inside Schwartz.
Right.
Well, yeah, we know that. But
it probably does have to do with lead-ins a little bit.
Yeah, and every show that NBC has ever had at 8:30 on Thursday night
gets
good ratings and then gets canceled.
Now, you had a call from a Carlos. Was he going to bring up the Hispanic issue?
No. And I wish that the guy had stayed on the line. Mm. A show that I would think would be on both lists would be The Simpsons.
Right.
Yeah. And it shows up on neither list.
That's odd.
Yeah. Where was Sábado Gigante?
Not on, Mike, I only have.
See, once again, the great,
top 20.
The wonderful Hispanic community in this country has been left out.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Are you familiar with, I'm sure you're familiar with the N-word?
Yes, I've heard it.
Ever hear that?
Okay, well, you know, UPN stands for You Pick a N.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. A call from the KKK today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.
There's one of your people, Rob.
There you
go. Let's go to
Rob's father.
Carol. Hey, Carol. Hello, Carol. Don and Mike show. Hi.
Hello?
Hi. You're on the air, honey.
Yeah. What happened to Sex and the City? I'm surprised it's not on there.
I was asking about cable shows, and there weren't any cable shows. Maybe it's because that broadcast television gets more viewers than cable.
Very true.
A great show on cable is not going to do as well. Like they were. I was reading that about the Osbournes today. It, you know, it does great for cable.
Show on Fox gets.
Yeah.
Was Autopsy?
You know, the next time they do another, you know, ratings for black and white people, because I know a lot of black people watch the Osbournes. I know a lot of black people that watch Sex and the City. So all my friends watch it.
Well, honey, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Why are you blacks watching According to Jim?
What?
Why are you blacks watching According to Jim?
I don't know. I don't watch it. It's okay. Not that funny to me.
All right. Thank you, honey. Very good. That's the right answer.
Is there a conspiracy? Is there a vast conspiracy among the broadcast networks to diminish the people that are watching cable? Or is it really the numbers that people watch cable TV? Because I swear to God.
I think it's really the numbers.
I watch exclusively cable. I watch exclusively the cable networks.
There are still tons of people who are so freaking cheap.
Right.
They won't buy HBO.
And a lot of people are still getting TV over the air.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Hello,
yeah.
Q. Don and Mike show. Q. This would be soon be Q from Star Trek, would it? Hello,
no,
Q.
This is Q from Yonkers.
Hi, Q.
So I hate that show, The World According to Jim. Black people don't watch that show, I guarantee you.
But the Wayans,
I don't know one.
But the Wayans show, is that the lead-in for Jim?
That show is good. Now, that show is good.
Okay.
Yeah, but
The World According to Jim is terrible.
Yeah.
Well, according to this, blacks, it's the 16th most popular show on television.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I don't understand why you don't like it, because, I mean, it's got to be the material, because, you know, anything usually that you give Jim Belushi is going to work with him.
If you got Jim Belushi and a dog, then you're really, you're golden.
Did you ever see Jim Belushi on that documentary where he gave the tour of in prime a-hole mode? Like, he's showing us how a good cigar is made, and I wanted to see the computer chip in his head explode.
You know, he owns a very expensive cigar shop, I think, in Los Angeles.
Yeah,
that's his primary living now.
It's called Lone Wolf Cigars.
Yeah, you did with Chuck Norris.
And you might as well in the cigar bar.
Smells and tastes like ass.
That is a dog rocket.
It's right at the intersection of hump and tool.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, I think I'm the only white person that watches black shows.
Really?
Single one you named on the blacklist was me. That's what I watch every week.
You watch the Parkers?
Monday nights.
How is the Parker? What's the Parkers about?
It's a whiny woman and her daughter, and, you know, it's a headache show, but it's just, it's on.
Poor
girlfriend.
What about One-on-One?
One-on-One, I think that's a fairly new one that just came on. As a matter of fact, my husband watched it with me last night, and it's not a bad show.
And no reality programs on there, surprises me also.
Well, Mike, SmackDown.
SmackDown, yeah, reality.
And
CSI. I don't understand why white people don't watch that.
No, CSI, white people do watch it. It's the number four white show.
Okay.
But it's also the number nine black show. So that would be a show that everybody likes is CSI.
Good.
Excellent show.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. I forgot to ask her if she watches The World According to Jim. Because if she watches all the black shows, she would watch The World According to Jim.
Right. And, you know, there was a time when white people were watching black shows, but they were the classic stereotypical black shows. You know,
the Rob likes.
Yeah, the aforementioned Sanford and Son, Good Times, the Jeffersons.
No, I'm thinking even further back in time than that.
Oh.
You know, the ones that Rob really likes.
Oh, the ones that he really enjoys.
The only blacks were the waiters and
certain Three Stooges episodes.
Yeah. You know, the house is sure going crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hello,
Every Little Rascals episode.
Amos and Andy.
That's what Rob likes.
Hello, BN.
Yo, what's up?
Hi, BN.
Yo, how y'all going to name black shows? Don't put Martin in there, man.
Martin's not in there?
I don't think Martin Lawrence is not on the air anymore. That's not a current show.
Come on, BN, get together. Get your TV
classic,
trivia.
It's still a classic.
A classic.
Yeah, it is.
But it's not a current show, though.
Yeah, but it's not on the air anymore.
But it's a classic. You can't be. Hey, take a poll. I bet you they all say the same.
Hey, BN, let me ask you something. Brothers and Sisters, it's number 16 on the list.
No, but they Oreo was just like 40, so.
All right, well, hold on. You ever watch Judging Amy?
Never.
Never.
What's your the show currently on television? What's your favorite show now?
Martin, man.
Well, Martin. Martin's not currently on the air.
Hey, you mean a show I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
a
show that's not in reruns.
Prime time.
It would have to be Survivor.
Okay.
Survivor.
See, I was wondering about that.
What's your favorite white show?
Oh, The Brady's.
Now, give me a current one.
Brady's.
Current one.
The Brady's.
Brady's.
Let me see.
And that's what black people call the Brady Bunch, the Brady's.
The Brady's.
That's it.
Ain't really no white shows out there I like, actually.
You like Friends?
Nah.
No, you like Everybody Loves Raymond?
No, well, you know what? That joint with the girl on there, Leah Remedy.
Ah, there you go. King of Queens.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, that's
good choice.
That's cool.
Excellent. All right.
Check that out.
All right.
Keller is watching Baby Bob.
You are wrong,
sir.
Baby Bob is getting monster ratings.
Did you happen to watch it last night?
I don't watch it.
The Magic of Elliot Gould?
I do not watch
it. Made me want to kill myself.
The show sickens me. It's like...
It does have interesting facial expressions.
It looks like the bit on Conan O'Brien,
yeah,
where the TV screen comes down and it's Bill Clinton and he's going, wahoo!
But the amazing thing is, I mean, it's not Clutch Cargo. The baby's really talking, which blows me out of the water.
Right.
How they found a baby to actually do that.
They wanted to put it on like 5 years ago, but it took that long to find the baby.
Hello, Chris. Don and Mike Show. Chris, hello. Chris.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm a black man, and I would just like to say that I watch The World According to Jim all the time.
Really?
Yes, and the reason I watch it as a black man, as a fellow Negro, is because there are many people on The World According to Jim that have jobs, and me and my fellow Negroes do not have jobs, and we like to watch places that
have
jobs.
You're not black. Go away.
Let's go to Wally.
Go away.
Hello, Wally.
It's frightening.
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike?
Hey, Wally.
I'm Wally the Fighting Cosells.
Hey, how you doing, Wally?
How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
My parents, the whitest, most Christian couple in all of Brooklyn, are crazy about the Bernie Mac show.
Yeah, Bernie Mac, very popular. That's a crossover show.
Bernie Mac is a friggin' funny show.
Right. It's a great show. They turned me on to it, too. My dad also loves Martin Lawrence movies. I don't get it.
Yeah, well, you never know.
I'll have him go see that one where Martin Lawrence gets thrown back in time. And
Black Knight. He wanted to see it.
Yeah.
He asked me if I wanted to see it with him. I declined.
I mean, I can tolerate the one where he's the one where Martin Lawrence is trying to find the diamond, and they've turned the place that he hid the diamond into police.
Well, Dave Chappelle's in that one too. That's good.
Well, you go enjoy the Black Adam Sandler.
Let's go.
I'm waiting for the rematch, guys. I'll see you later.
All right, thank you, Tony. Don and Mike Show. Hello, Tony. Mike, that is an insult to Adam Sandler.
Or an insult to Martin Lawrence, depending on how you look at it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Tony.
So my question, did that list break it down by men and women as well?
No.
I'd be curious to find out what women are watching versus men.
Both categories would be, in women, would be judging Amy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Guys, what's going on?
Hey.
Television went bad when Seinfeld went off the air. After that, straight movie channels. There's no point watching television with commercials.
Yeah, and you know what? There's two things I'm observing about both Seinfeld and Star Trek, The Next Generation, two shows Seinfeld.
Right.
Every once in a while, you'll see a Seinfeld that you really forgot about,
right,
and you watch it for like 10 minutes, and you don't remember which one it is.
Right.
And then when you figure it out, it's a really pleasant surprise. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow. And then you'll see one of the really, really old ones,
yep,
where Jerry's apartment has virtually nothing in it.
Right.
And Elaine is really kind of a dog.
Dumpy and skanky.
And George hasn't evolved into being George yet.
Right. Right.
Can I ask another question?
And hold on, I got one more thing. And then you think, wow, look how much that show has changed. And I was watching an episode of Star Trek: The Next Generation,
right,
from, I guess, like 1990.
Right.
And back then, I remember watching it and thinking, this is so goddamn futuristic. This is so state-of-the-art.
Right.
This is beyond anything I've seen. And now I look at that, and I look at that the same way I look at the Star Trek the Shatner was on.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Because it looks phony that they're on Hollywood back lots,
right,
where there are just big boulders and lots of smoke.
Sure. I feel the same way last night when I was watching the original Ocean's 11. I really did.
You watched that last night?
I watched that. It was on one of the movie channels last night, and I watched it out of pure... I could only stand to watch it for maybe a half an hour.
I'll stand by my rating of that, which is it's either the greatest bad movie ever made or
right,
the worst great movie ever made.
All right, Jeff, what else, my friend?
I was always wondering what celebrities carry around in their pockets. Can you guys empty your pockets for me?
Sure.
Sure.
You want to do that for him?
Sure.
All right.
I got some money.
What about Mike? Lonely guy.
I got a pack of gum.
You're lying.
And a key to my car.
You're lying.
And another pack of gum.
You're lying.
What does he have? Come on, what you got there, Mike?
I have two lighters, a key, and a pack of Parliaments.
Oh, my man. Where's your wallet? Is there a wallet in your wallet?
Do you want us to go through our wallets?
I would love it.
I can't find mine.
It's in New York.
I have an Embassy Auto Wash coupon, and I've got $54,000.
God bless you guys.
Thank you.
What
do you have in your wallet? Don's going to get out his...
Oh, hold on. No, what, you don't care about what I have?
He'll listen on the air.
Don's got a big wallet.
Oh, no, I keep my Palm Pilot in it.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
Driver's license, of course. My police card.
Right.
My Port Authority police card.
Right.
Let me see. Ah, bet you don't carry this with you. Voter registration card.
I might have that.
I have mine.
I have that.
Health club. I might as well just put useless on this one.
I have my Hertz Auto Club card.
ATM.
I have two bail bond cards.
Credit card. Here's another worthless one. Infinity Broadcasting Corporation health benefit plan. Yeah.
And I have my most valuable card right here.
What's that?
My Screen Actors Guild card.
See, that one I just have pinned to my bulletin board at home.
And I have a business card from Tom Watson, who's president of the VIP Club in Fort Myers, Florida.
You are a hump. You win the battle of the wallets. You win the battle of the wallets.
I don't know. I still have my AARP card.
And, of course, if you were to look through Buzz's pocket, you would see a 12-inch black and about a year's supply of Ativan.
There you go.
In Buzz's pockets.
I have
actual pockets.
I have a card from stacystreasures.com.
What the hell is that?
Sensual aids, adult toys, body novelties, sexy chocolates, baskets. As featured on BET.
Where did you get that? We got a break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, David Spade.
I'm about to take you on a magical journey. Okay, not really, but I am going to take you to a place that's up to its smoke and mirrors.
Comedy Central's The Showbiz Show.